și bun băieț amic doș, din ei robei omenu, irosul mirbun porcoi.
Well, welcome back to a second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhardt. As you know, each week I try to bring you the best in the mixture of Chazanis and all other Jewish music. Well, most of the other Jewish music. I got to get into comedy and klezmer. I've been getting some requests for that, and I confess that I haven't really been too keen on klezmer. Well, what can I tell you? I need to be pushed a little. I admit that. I'm trying to see where the next. You'll have to bear with me 1 second. I'm running into a slight problem here. Okay, there it is. Okay, those of you who are familiar with the program know that there is a segment that I have had for the last, well, since I've been doing this program. It's called the GCL, the Guest Chazanis Lover. It gives me an opportunity to speak with you, my listeners, and to just get a sense of what your likes are. And I always find it interesting when I have these conversations. I hope you'll find it also. I got an email from someone in Ankara, Turkey, and he says he's been listening, an avid listener, and I hope to be able to get him to be a guest Chazanis lover. I've told you that about 25, 30 countries are tuning in from Australia, South Africa, even China and Japan. Well, this is a conversation with a listener from Manchester, England. And I'm sure you're going to find this very interesting. This is Alex Klein. I'm very pleased to have with me on the phone Alex Klein from Manchester, England. Good day, Alex.
Hi, how are you, Charlie?
Great. It's really good to finally speak with you. We've been back and forth so many times.
I've been following your career for many, many years.
Well, I'm surprised that you went back to the days of Uppsala.
Absolutely. You produce some very, very good programs.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I was very close with Paul Zimm at the time. And
a very, very good friend of mine.
Yes. I'm so excited to hear about all the work that you've been, the great work that you've been doing in England for Chazanis. So why don't you share some of that with my audience?
No problem. It's a pleasure. We've set up an organization about 6 years ago called To Philharmonic. The idea is the preservation of liturgy and our Jewish heritage of Chazanis and the services in the synagogue, to be able to teach and let youngsters understand what our heritage of liturgy is, the preservation of the Nusach, and understanding that you can't just go into a shul, no matter how nice your voice is, and just sing and bore the pants off people.
Uh-huh. You have the same problem there that we have here in America.
Well, absolutely. What you did at Canterswell was phenomenal.
Thank you. And, of course, the various schools here are still, teaching tefillah nusach nusach tefillah, and it's a struggle. It's really a struggle.
It is a struggle. It's a struggle in the UK as well as it is in Manchester, and I think the religious element, the shtiblach, and those that think they are holier than thou have caused this problem.
Now, you have been presenting the Tefillah Harmonic has had six programs, and you have one coming up this next
year. They've had five programs.
Which
started actually with the Jewish Music Institute, and they controlled the first three. Then Philharmonic took over the last two, and I'm doing the sixth one, which will be the first time in Manchester, England. And we have as our special guest Sol Zim, who I'm sure your listeners are well aware of, and Yaakov Motzen. Two opposites, but two people who were absolutely well together.
Yes, and of course Sol's written some wonderful compositions that are just so outstanding.
And his Avinu Shabbat Shemayim is a classic all over the world.
No question. Now, I was also excited to hear that you've arranged Chazanis concerts for about 40 years throughout England, and you've had some of all the greats.
Absolutely. We've had many from the Yaakov Motzen, Muller from Antwerp, Naftali Hershte, Asher Heinovich, Malavani, to name just a few.
You told me Mizrahi and Shulhoff.
Shulhoff, Mizrahi. I mean, all very, very talented and wonderful chazanim. And if it wasn't for them, where would we be? Where would our liturgy be?
Yes.
Kol hakavod to these chazanim.
For sure. And I was it was so interesting to hear that you had three of the four Koussevitzky brothers come to your home, that your father was so involved, and you had Yaakov, David, and Simcha when you were a child.
When I was a little baby, just about walk on a regular Motzi Shabbos, my father had a piano, and we had it in the hall, and it was a regular thing for Chazanin to, the great Chazanin to come in, and they used to sing together. They used to muck about, how they call it, kibbutzid, isn't it? I think it's a
kibbutzid.
And it was wonderful. That's how I got introduced to Chazanis.
It's fabulous. It's really fabulous. And I know that you're participating in this guest Chazanis lover that that I've been doing on the program, and I usually ask people for two of their favorites, and I know that's such a difficult question.
Tremendously difficult, because from different eras, I have such. I mean, you can call the classics like Glantz's Shema Yisrael.
Sure.
For example, or Yossel Azuvenucha Yamar, and you can go on, Cop of Kagan, and the greats, but every good piece of Chazanis is my favorite.
Well, I have that same feeling when people ask me. I am reluctant to say who is a favorite. I just have favorite pieces, and you know, every selection of a chazan can't be the greatest, but they have great selections.
Absolutely correct.
Well, we're going to play the first of your selections. Will be Hirschman.
Mordechai.
Yes.
We're affiliated. Mordechai's brother Shlomo was a chazan in Manchester for many, many years.
Really?
And he lived in the shadow of his brother, even though he was a great, great chazan. And he wouldn't record because he didn't think he was as good as his brother.
Interesting.
But there were some recordings, private recordings made, and tremendous. He was a baritone more than a lyrical tenor, and he had the same gefil as Mordechai, but a different voice entirely. So my connection goes both ways.
Interesting. And this the selection that we're going to hear is?
The Sheva Brachas.
The Sheva Brachas. Okay, so for my audience, we're speaking with Alex Klein, who has been very, very much involved most of his life with Chazanis, doing a wonderful job in the struggle to keep it going. Let's hear the great Mordechai Hirschman and the Sheva Brachas.
Thank you.
What beautiful clarity. Wow.
That's unbelievable.
For
I mean,
sure.
So much that record shows of the voice of that maestro. It's just incredible, effortless.
Yes. He had a purity. He certainly had a certain purity in his
You can song. See it on some of the films from, you know, Zaiden, you know, that have come into public domain these days.
That was recorded about 80 years ago, and you know, it's hard to believe the advances that have been made in recordings, but that still came through so beautifully.
Unbelievable. I mean, you're doing the same job as I'm doing in the UK. Do you find that you need to find a shul or an organization that's willing to speak the same language as you?
Well, for sure, for sure. It's a problem because a lot of the shuls are either not interested in a chazan, or they don't have the money, or, I mean, there's a lot of issues, to say the least.
I mean, I have a shul here, thank God, called Heaton Park Hebrew Congregation, and the chazan and the executive backed me 100%. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be able to put on conventions and concerts and various other things. They are absolutely superb.
Yes, well, there are some shuls here that are great supporters of Chazanis. And I find, by the way, that it's an education process. A lot of people have just not been raised with this, you know, the era of the great cantor was in the golden age, and there are some wonderful Chazanim today, and there's a lot of young people who want to be become Chazanim, but I always tell them, make sure you can earn a living.
Well, this is my brother was a Chazan, and unfortunately 3 years ago he died tragically.
I'm sorry.
And he was a twin brother of mine.
Uh-huh.
And I set up a memorial fund and a competition to send people to the Tel Aviv Cantorial Institute on a yearly scholarship, and we've sent four boys so far from the competition, and the fifth one is going this year, and they're going to spend a year under the tutelage of Naftali Herstick and his colleagues, and we'll increase their understanding and everything about liturgy that they need to know, so we can get them at a young age and be able to nurture them in the right ways of doing things.
Well, I think that's absolutely wonderful thing, and I don't know that there is such a setup here, but it sounds like something very, very worthwhile to get them to Tel Aviv, and there's a lot going on in Israel today with Chazanis. Seems to be somewhat of a revival.
There is a revival. I mean, I've been to the Mann Auditorium, and these concerts are absolutely full, and tickets are sold out way before. And it's not to the dati, it's not to the religious, it's to everybody right across the board.
Yes, yes. Well, it's an exposure, and it's an education, for sure.
I mean, what about taking up my mantle and doing something like that with a young cousin of America?
Well, something to think about. We can talk about that.
I'm sure with your contacts and everything else, Charlie, you made miracles happen before.
Well, thank you.
Nothing.
Thank you. Okay, now our next selection is an interesting one. Cantor Moshe Osher.
Ah, Moshe Osher was unique. A fabulous film star. His davening was something special. I mean, I have recordings. Of live davenings, and his music it makes my hair stand on end. It gives me goosebumps. It's tremendous. No matter what he's singing, he's absolutely unique. And whatever piece you play, if it was Ava Rachamim or Alavai, and this just shows off Moshe's jazzy effect on Chazanos. But again, it's not bad. It's absolutely tremendous, and it fits. So that's what I like about Osher.
Great. So let's hear Omer Rabbi.
I want a note at the end.
Okay.
Ella! Ella! Ella!
Breathtaking.
Unbelievable. Was that Alex Olshanetsky backing him?
I don't know. I don't have the album cover here, but I'll try to find out.
Yeah, it's interesting, but it's tremendous.
Well, Alex, thank you so much for sharing some of your thoughts with my audience, and just the 2011 Tefillah Harmonic gathering.
Well, it's not Tefillah Harmonic, it's actually under the JMI auspices.
Okay, and when will that be? What month?
That's the 27th to the 30th of June.
Okay, I certainly want to get more information about that and to publicize it on the website, and perhaps a month or so prior to that, you'll come on and we'll just...
Maybe you can talk to Sol or Yaakov about it as well.
That would be great. That'd be great. And I understand that you're having one of my favorite young cantors in March, Yankee Lemmer.
Absolutely. Tremendous. What a mensch.
Yes.
Absolutely. Great guy, beautiful voice, and with someone like him, you know that Chazonus is safe for the next generation.
Yes, for sure. There's a group of young Chazonim that bode well for the future. Anyway,
I believe you're starting something new with a Chazonus trio.
Yes,
is that true?
Yes, it's true. I have not publicized it yet, but I'm working on a trio, and Yankee Lemmer is one of the three, and we're in rehearsals now. I've raised some money for special arrangements that have been written by Israel Adelson, and I am so thrilled. But I will let people know more about it as it develops.
I'm going to watch this space, and I'm really going to look forward to it.
Thank you so much.
And I just want to say something. Your listeners are very, very lucky, because this is not schmooze, this is fact. If it wasn't for people like Charlie, we wouldn't have the Chazonus, and we wouldn't have it in the shuls anymore. And you do a great job. And please keep it up for many, many years.
I will do my best, for sure. And thank you again, Alex Klein and Manchester.
My pleasure.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Okay. Now listen, most of you are listening on the archive, and I know there's 25, 30 countries listening in, and I make this offer to you if you want to come on for a schmooze. It could be just for a few minutes. I'm interested in hearing about your experience with Chazonus and playing two of your favorite selections. So just contact me at cbjmusic@aol.com. Give me your phone number, and on a Sunday I will call you, pre-record it, and play it on Monday. So it's that simple, cbjmusic@aol.com. And more about the Cantorial Trio in the future. I have not been talking about it, but I'm very, very, very excited about it. And I'll tell you who the trio is or are in the near future. We have a date in February. I just finalized plans at Merkin Hall for the debut, and we're having some preliminary recitals, and it's just very, very exciting. You'll hear more about that. Okay, well, you know what? I think that Hirschman was so terrific. Let's hear Mordechai Hirschman with Tikkantor Shabbos.
Yeah.
I cut off the instrumentalization. That's a wonderful Mordechai Hirschman with Tikkantor Shabbos. Hope I didn't miss. Did I miss any of the? No. Okay. You know, I was listening to this and I was thinking about the wonder of the internet that, and also the radio for the 33 years that I've been doing this, no commercials, allows me to play these extended selections of Chazonis without interruption. And let's hear, Mickey, I know you like the classics, and I'm dedicating this next selection to you. And Julian and Saul and Paul, I hope you're all listening. This is David Reutemann with Uwe Divrei.
Oh,
David Reichman with Uwe Divray. Well, Beryl Achagi, he was born in 1892. He died in 1954. Born in Latvia, he was a cantor in Smolensk, and then he came to the United States and then went to South Africa. And of course, you know, I'm from Newark, and he did serve in Newark quite a few years back. Let's hear the great Chagi with Achenu. With Achenu. First time I'm playing this next cantor, it's an old recording. He was born in 1881, Shlomo Kupfer. He was born in Poland. He served as a cantor in Leipzig and then moved to Manchester in the United Kingdom. He'll be chanting also, well, Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. Kupfer. Achenu
all the base is a roll. And it's only but to rob us in the Oh, Χαστού Μπαγκούλου που βιζεμάν κουρί. Δεν νόη μαρβή, νόη μαρβή, νόη μαρ.
Shlomo Kupper. Okay, we have time for one more selection. This also is the first time that I'm playing Leon Cortilli, who was born in 1889. He died in 1963. His Hebrew name was Ari Hoff. He was born in Krakow, Poland. He studied in Vienna, Milan, and Paris, and was one of Europe's most famous opera singers. And he moved to the United States in 1924. We'll hear Leon Cortilli with Va'al Yedei. That was Leon Cortilli, and this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed these 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I think I'm going to have to play a little more of Carl Bach next week. Yeah, there are three or four classics that should have been included. I have to decide. Nikki, I don't know, did you have enough of Carl Bach? Saul, huh? Okay, I'll hear from you guys, I'm sure. I want to thank Alex Klein for the interview, the guest Chazonis lover. It was a little longer than usual, but he certainly has been doing a wonderful job in England, in Manchester, with helping to revive and keep Chazonis alive. Again, if you want to participate, just email me and give me your phone number. I'll call you and I'll pre-record. You could do it pre-record earlier in the week or on Sunday and play it on a Monday. cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com. Thank you for joining with me, and shalom, everyone.
și bun beza migdoș din ei robești.